Hey, welcome back to the Wizards of Ecom podcast. This is episode number 302. My name is Carlos Alvarez. I'll be your host for the show. Before getting too deep in today's show, I want to apologize for something that was recently brought to my attention. And apparently, my last two or three episodes, my audio was buffering or just having these big drops in audio. So I really appreciate, I really apologize for that. It's already a huge ask for you to chime in and listen to these episodes. The least I could do is make sure the audio is of a really good quality. I feel like that's on me. Not sure how I missed it. I don't go back and listen to my past recordings of episodes. It just feels weird hearing myself speak. So I rarely get a chance to hear it. And thankfully, my amazing co-host Noemi Bolajan caught it and brought it to my attention. And it seems I'm going to be able to pass the blame for this beyond myself to my kids, who, when they come into my office at the end of the night, usually when I finish recording, they love all the lights and flashing stuff on the Rodecaster Pro board that I use to run this and host these shows. So I won't get too deep into the tech. I just want to apologize for that. And with that, we'll get on to today's episode. So in today's episode, I am writing solo, and I'm going to share two really cool tactics I use when I get samples from China. Now, there's definitely a lot more than two tactics you can deploy when you're getting samples from China, but I was thinking about what were some of the tactics that I share in our Wizards of Ecom meetup groups that usually get the most like ahas, like, oh wow, I didn't know that, or that's so simple, I should be doing that. And so I feel like most sellers are not doing these, and I want to share them with you. So since I want this episode to be as tactical as possible for everybody listening, while both of these tactics are deployable, in my opinion, by sellers at any level, one of them is going to have the greatest impact once you have several shipments under your belt. So I'll explain that one once we get to it. One other quick announcement here on the show before we dive into it is Online Seller Cruise. And our next Online Seller Cruise, which is my annual event that I host, this next one departs from the Port of Miami January 21st through the 28th. You can find out details and grab your ticket at onlinesellercruise.com. Every year, this event gets better and better. The speakers, the sponsors, the attendees, the destinations, the excursions, everything about this event, it is a major wow event for your business, for your learning, and just for your personal life. Again, the details can be found on Online Seller Cruise, and I really, really look forward to seeing you on the next one. This event sells out early every single year. I'd love to take credit for that, being that it's my event. However, that also has to do with that cruise lines are just go figure experts at selling out cabins on their sailings. That's what they do. So when the cabins run out, there are no more availabilities to sail. So book your event, book your ticket on onlinesellercruise.com, and I look forward to seeing you on the next sailing. So samples, product samples from China. Why should you even get them, and what are they, really quick? So you are basically wanting to get a sample from your factory. Trying to think of a way to say this without going too deep into the weeds. You want a sample from your product from your factory in China before mass producing it, so that you can assess the quality of it. That's, in a nutshell, that's why you get the sample. Some people I know request a sample just to see if the factory exists or is actually willing to ship something, or are they out to scam the person out of the couple dollars that it may cost for the sample. I think the former is the more important reason to get the sample, so that you can assess the quality of the actual product that you want to get mass produced. And if there's any iterations that you need to make or anything that you don't agree with, that you could get that worked out before mass production begins and it's too late. So the first tactic that you can deploy when you're getting samples before when you know, like, hey, this is the factory that I think I'm going to be working with, or maybe you're already working with them and you're adding a new line, is when you go to get that sample from the factory, you want to get what's called a golden sample. This is something that I actually learned here on the podcast, hosting an episode on this show with somebody from VTrust during 2020, if I recall correctly. And I hadn't been doing this, even though I had been working with VTrust for nearly a decade at that point. What you're doing at this point, and, oh, and by the way, I'm doing this every single sample now, is you're paying what usually comes out to about $150 to VTrust. So let me break this down in chronological order. So you're talking to your factory, you ask for the sample, they say yes, they're like, hey, where do we ship it? At that point, you pump the brakes and you said, hey, I'm gonna create an email thread and I'm gonna add my third party inspection company into this because we're gonna do a golden sample. The factory's gonna know what it is. They're probably gonna be very impressed that you know what it is and that you're willing to take the time to do this. This really communicates to them that you're a serious business person, and I think that's just gonna help you down the road. But what's gonna happen is you're gonna add somebody from VTrust into the conversation. You're going to have already purchased the golden sample service from VTrust, which you could purchase right on their website. Or if you reach out to me, I could do an email introduction to the owner of VTrust, who I know quite well. And once you make that introduction, your your inspector from VTrust is going to take over the conversation, and they're going to coordinate with the factory to get your sample. What they do is they get multiple samples. And when they go to get the multiple samples, they make sure that, first of all, that all the samples are the same. And once they see that once they verify that they are, they will send you, VTrust will send you your sample. They'll keep one sample back, which is going to be your golden sample. And they may get another one to kind of, I always envision it as like caveman style, like smashing it together and seeing what all the inner mechanisms are of this product and testing to see, you know, what the materials are made of and whatnot, and creating some form of like quality control baseline for this product. Now, why is this important? When you do place your order to have some products mass produced, 500,000, 2,000, doesn't matter. At that stage, you should be, before paying the remaining balance, doing a pre-shipment inspection of your products. Once you're doing the pre-shipment inspection of your products, if your inspector does not have a golden sample to compare it to, you can lose a lot during that inspection. So this is where you start hearing of people that, you know, placed an order for something with their factory. They brought it over here. They sold it. It was amazing. And they kept growing and growing. And all these subsequent orders keep getting bigger and bigger. And then all of a sudden they just get this batch in and their order defect rate goes through the roof on Amazon, or their customers start complaining that are buying from their Shopify store, and everyone's left kind of like, what the heck happened here? And what it is somebody in the factory, they didn't sit down and say, oh, I want to screw this business person. They instead found a way to make more profits and maybe changed out a spring or a material type or grade of a material type. Yet, unbeknownst to you, this was going to cause you a lot of problems down the road, because the buyer really notices that difference. And it's at the end of the day, it's not the sample you approved. So what the golden sample does is it allows, when the inspectors go in to do that pre-shipment inspection, to see, hey, we're comparing apples to apples here. Yes, this is the same sample. They let you know, or they don't, or they let you know that it is or it's not, and that the quality matches, and everyone now knows that what you approved in your sample is actually what you're going to be receiving. You can also do a golden sample with packaging down the road. Like, once you've verified the product, the golden sample doesn't have to end there. I like to get some really nice, advanced, and involved packaging going on for my products whenever it's applicable. And you can do the golden sample with your packaging as well. So that when, again, same principle, when your inspectors go in and inspect that your mass produced order before you pay the final balance, they can also compare the packaging of what was mass produced to your golden sample of packaging as well. So I hope that really helps. It's been a total game changer for me. I've I thought I had no holes in my process when dealing with factories and mass producing stuff. And this exposed a lot that I've since been able to remedy. So I'm not dealing with that issue anymore. The other tactic that I think is a really powerful one to deploy, and I want to preface this by saying there's other ways to do this, but this was the way that I started doing it with like no budget and just, you know, trying to like rediscover fire, if you will, back in the day when I first started. So on Alibaba, when you create an Alibaba account, you have your, you know, your email that's tied to it in your profile. So there's nothing in the rules that I've ever read that says you can't have more than one Alibaba account. Now, why is this important? And this is the one I said that once you've already got a few shipments under your belt with a factory is a good one to do. Is the example here, I was working with this factory. It was for a triple stage wine aerator. And we went through hell on earth getting the pricing down, getting concessions from the factory, adding little components, and just driving the price down as our product, our triple stage wine aerator, dominated, number one in all the relevant categories for our product for all of our important keywords. And as we went on, we kept getting better pricing and better pricing for this. So I don't recall how we discovered this, but we created another Alibaba account. And in that Alibaba account, I think it may have even been like a prank. Like at first, this wasn't us just being smart and, you know, methodically doing this. It was just an accident or a prank. Like we wanted to prank. We've developed this relationship with this factory over the years, and we wanted to just like start a conversation and maybe prank the rep who we probably knew from our, you know, personally from visiting China, who was on the other side of this Alibaba correspondence with us. And in the process, we asked for a quote for our product, not our product with, you know, our IP, our trademark and all that stuff on it, but the identical product that somebody else, this was close to a Me Too product once you removed all the little accessories that we added to it. So the main product, the actual aerator itself, the triple stage wine aerator, we asked for a quote on this, and the immediate quote we got back was the same quote or slightly less than what we were getting from this factory after years of concessions and price breaks and, you know, bulk order discounts. So we were furious. We felt super betrayed. We're like, how does some random, I just messaged you out of the blue, Alibaba buyer get a hold of our factory and take advantage of the same pricing that we fought, you know, so hard for and spent so much money on? So before reaching out to the factory and having that conversation, we decided to do this with other factories we were working with at the same time under this, you know, dummy Alibaba account, Alibaba buyer account. And sure enough, all of the factories came back and they were just honoring the price that we had fought so hard for. So we eventually got this information and we went back to the factory and brought it to their attention. And it was awkward to say the least, but at the end of it, it allowed us to get some major, major discounts on pricing that we were not previously getting. And every now and then we would create, and we don't do this so much anymore as far as like having a dozen dummy Alibaba buyer accounts out there, but we still keep a few and we occasionally reach out and, you know, test our factory to see, you know, what sort of pricing are they extending to other people. And it's helped a ton, not to mention all the savings and additional profit we got from exposing that at first. So I challenge you, if you're a seller and you have several shipments under your belt and your factory is on Alibaba, you could have found them on 1688. You could have been working with them through any other means, but they're probably advertising on Alibaba as well. So just create an Alibaba buyer account, jump on there, find your factory and just message them. Don't just jump in there and send a link directly to your product, but just start the conversation, do a little investigation work and see what pricing they'll give you. See if they're willing to, you know, if I'm willing to order 2,000 units, but it's only at this price, are they willing to just jump in there and honor that price? Or is the concessions that you receive from the factory true concessions after all? So I really, really hope this helps. I look forward to talking to you next week. And again, huge, huge apologies for the bad audio on the previous episodes. Keep crushing it. Much love. And I'll talk to you.